explain to somebody that hunger is like this. How do you explain? They can understand it. But if the person starves for several days, then they can understand what is hunger. Hunger is, you know? The same. Therefore, we have to put ourselves into this position. This is the cause of indemnity. Therefore, we have to question it. Then we can understand the position of the situation of God, who has been persecuted for so many thousand years. Your God tried very hard to live. Just by explanation alone, you cannot understand God. So by your living, by your practice, then you can feel the heart of God. From this, you can have a communication with God. When you feel God's heart, then you can feel more and more. If you buy it more and more, you can feel more heart. And also, we understand that love is giving. And many cases, many people just they want to receive love. But if you want to receive love, you cannot receive it. Even if you try to receive love, nobody will love you. Never. But if you try to give love, then you can receive love. So actually, giving love is not giving. Giving love is receiving love. So if you love other people, then they will love you. But if you just want to receive love from other people, nobody will love. See, because of this. Love cannot be given by you directly. Because you have love in your heart, but you cannot love yourself. Love must come from outside. But you cannot give your love directly to you, no. Love must come through other people. This is a special peculiar point of love. So you say, I love me very much. I love myself very much. You call this from morning to night. You think you feel happy? You feel happy. But somebody else says, I love you, then you'll be happy. So this is good answer. You cannot love yourself. So love must come from you, go out, and must come, return. So if you give your love to Mr. A, person A, then he gives you back the love. Because you give it to you, back to you. So in all this, big circle. Therefore, giving is most first. Giving is first. Not receiving. Taking is not first. So we say give and take. Give and take. So this is the principle of give and take. So by giving, then we can receive. Therefore, Jesus also said in the Bible, do to others as you need to be done by others. This is the most important teaching. This is how to keep give and take action. But we want to practice this. We just want to receive. Everybody tries to receive, therefore everybody is isolated, separated from other people. So when you just want to receive, then everybody wants to receive, then no connection, no relationship with other people. But if we want to give, then everybody can have a relationship with anybody, everybody. So, we say we have a good example, a story, a funny story, explaining Kingdom of Heaven and also Kingdom of Hell. Those who went to the hell, they are the people who want to receive And they are those people who think only for themselves. They don't think other people. They go to spirit hell. Therefore, in hell, there are many things to eat. But they cannot eat. Because the spirit world, they don't have short chopsticks. they can't use hand. They have to use something to bring food to their mouth, and they have to use chopsticks. But chopsticks is not short, very long, very long chopsticks. So if you even take the food, but you can't bring it to your mouth. But the people in hell, they know all themselves. Therefore, they try to bring the food to their mouth. They don't think other people. Because they cannot eat, no one can eat. But the kingdom of heaven is now. That is the place where those people who think of other people. So they pick up the food and they keep it to other people's mouth. Then everyone do this, therefore they can have enough food. This is just a joke, funny story, but this shows how the world is. Same thing. Actually, it is same. If we love each other, everyone can have love, but because they think of themselves, because of this, nobody can get love. So, we want to make this world like a kingdom of heaven, that everybody take care of other people, then they will be taken care of. This is what we want to have. But in this world, it's very difficult to, if all other people do not think other people and us, you alone want to serve other people, then you cannot have something coming back. This is the difficult point in this world. Therefore, until they respond to your service, it takes time. In the beginning, they'll be very suspicious. Why they do this? Something behind them, something. they are not so, they are not so open to accept service of love or service from other people. It takes time until they come to really understand the heart of the person who gives love to them. But once they come to understand this, then also, because they have original mind, therefore, if they want, they come to understand, then they also want to give back. Until we have this time, it takes time. So because of this, we have to suffer. So to make people understand the true heart of a son, the true heart of two parents, a father does many things, but they don't accept him. Of the doctrines, because they are not accustomed to have doctrine. They are always suspicious. And if you, when you do, you give out something, and if you give out two, and if you receive two, you can continue on. But if you give out ten, and you receive only two or three, then you lose it, seven, right? So you lose your power. Then you have to make up this power. Because you lose power, therefore, you have to make up this power from someplace else. Otherwise, you cannot go on. Then how can you make up the power which you lose it? From spirit. You have to have this supply of power. Then you can't go on. So, to have this supply of power, we need prayer. And prayer, and also we have to study more about right principle. And so you have to always try to make up yourself. So this is very true. When you give out lectures many times, then after you give out lectures, then you'll be very empty. You're very empty. Emptiness in your heart. And you have to make up this, otherwise you can't go on. Because they don't, if they respond very well, then you feel energy. If the listeners, they are very happy and they respond to you, then you feel very, you become more energetic, you feel more power, you can continue on, but you receive no response and just they don't accept, then you lose your power. Therefore, to continue on, then you have to get another power from God, from other source. And if you don't get this power from God or from your parents or from your leader or from the Divine Principle book or study, in that case you will be troubled. And so we also see many cases when brothers and sisters work very hard. But after hard work, they just sometimes they fall out of it, fall down, or they just need. It's really a sad thing. So they couldn't make up their emptiness and new energy, new life. Therefore, everybody is working very hard, so therefore, or anybody must have a constant supply. And this supply comes by your efforts. Not the other person can give you. So, therefore, this year also we had I made a European church motto. We didn't have this before. So this year we first had this European church motto. So, Europe as one unit, we have common motto. So this motto is, let us establish the true tradition of God. This is the motto of 1983. And to have this motto, then we have to also know the way how to establish the true tradition of God. And for this, I make 3 points under this. Title, with the heart of parents and the body of servant. So we have to have this heart of parents, heart of God. Heart of parents means heart of God. The heart of parents, with this heart of parents, and also with the body of servant. So actual parents are parents of children, their children, but they serve their children actually. You know, when you raise your child, parents are just like slaves or a baby. If a baby wake up at night during night time, then also they have to wake up. And if a baby cries for food, then you have to put the food for baby. But that time your parents feel their death in their heart. No, they do this willing with joy. They're happy to do that. Even children, they just sometimes they break, they make a mess in the house, but apparently they just take care of everything with a joyful heart. This is parents. So parents are actually slaves, servants for their child. So we have to have this body of servant. So when we have a new member, then they do not know very much about the new way of life, or about God, or about the parents, about our church. This way also we have to take care of them. If they make some mistake, what do we have to forgive them? So they do not know, just like new baby. So all the members must take care of them, as parents take care of their babies. This way we can raise up new members. If you don't have this, then you will not stay here. But they are just like new babies, so all the members are just like their parents. So we have to have this heart and the body of a servant, mean that. The service, serving God. serving life. By having this, we can have a true treasure of life. So this is most important part. And also in our pledge, you read my pledge every Sunday morning, and there it says, how Father defeated Satan? The secret weapon is this, with heart of prayer and body of prayer. With this pair of weapon, our Father could defeat Satan. No other weapon could defeat Satan. Satan is very wise. He knows everything. How you feel, how you do. But he never surrendered. He surrendered only before true love and true service. So there's no other weapon to defeat Satan. And man is a spiritual being, a spiritual being. So man feels, man can know whether he is doing from just a superficial way or from inside of his heart. Man knows that. So the Jesus also the same. Jesus, how could he defeat Satan? Because when he was crucified, he was crucified, but he did not hate his enemy, and he forgave his enemy, and he prayed for them. Because of this, Satan surrendered. Because of this. And Jesus did this because by sacrificing his physical body at that time, so he could achieve only spiritual victory over Satan. But our Father had to do this with a physical body, without dying. So actually it was more difficult. Therefore he was in a Hunan prison. That is the most difficult place. You know, in we have now many communist countries in this world, but the worst communist country is North Korea. So that Russia is, they say, they have hard life. But if the life is compared with the life in North Korea, no comparison. In North Korea, you cannot move. You know, just from this village to other village, you cannot move without permission. And also, you do not have any house for your own house. Everything is so if government orders you to leave this house, then you live there. And if they tell you to move to other village, then you have to move. Nothing belongs to you. Nothing. And also, you cannot choose your occupation. Government assigns you what to do. And also, you can't go to school as you want to know. Everything is controlled by God. So there's no country like this in this world. Most worst country. And there, and also the prison. Worst place. But that was just like an execution stand. Execution stand. So the prisoners who were put in that prison, that hard labor camp, after maybe half a year they died, because they were not fed well and they were forced to work very hard. Therefore their physical body could not stand. Their father also, the guys, they give a very bad food. And father gave half of the food to the prisoner. And with half he could maintain his physical body. And also he had to work harder than other laborers. So actually they gave a citation several times, three times I think. Even the communist camp, they gives attention for father, because father was so hard, you know, so mother, prisoner. So actually, the father could succeed the position of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross. So his physical career, his physical life ended at the cross, on the cross. That was his last point he left. But he left this world on the cross. And our father had to succeed his mission from that cross, from the point Jesus left. So our father could succeed the position of Jesus in our life. That was the cross. And there he could restore 12 disciples, which was Jesus lost his disciples because of his cross. Because Jesus was crucified on the cross, therefore his 12 disciples fled. They left him. So, Father had to restore 12 disciples in the heart of the camp there. So by restoring 12 disciples, he could come out of prison. Actually, he did that way, because in the hard labor camp, nobody can speak. They just, especially no religious matters. But he prayed very hard, you know, just pray night and also his dedicated life. Because of this, spirit world was mobilized. And spirit world witnessed to the other prisoners. So one by one, they came to Father. And he could not speak in a long speech, just a very short one. He gave them some certain questions, because there were many Christians, you know. So he gave the mission of Mary or mission of John the Baptist, you know, their failure, those things which offend many Christians. Mm-hmm. He gave those questions. So even they tried to betray Father because he was so mad. That's what he said. But whenever they tried to do this, and then also spirit were in vain, they were told that spirit was not to do that. Then also they showed the position of Father in their kingdom. So they could follow our Father. So he made their 12 disciples, his kid is not 12 disciples, therefore. From that point, he could be released. So, like these forces, he went up to North Korea, and they occupied the Korean camp, and Father could be released. It was just one day before their planned execution. They were to kill all the prisoners. And they killed some, because there were many, because they could not kill all of them at once, so they had a schedule to kill. But one day before, Father's turn to the Father's release to the liberated. So, to inherit heart of God. So this can be done through our life. And also, and also we have to understand divine principle very well. Therefore, second one was that with the heart of parent and a body of servant, then with the right understanding of the divine principle. So if you have wrong understanding of the divine principle, then your way will be led into wrong direction. So we have to have your good understanding of the divine principle. And by understanding this divine principle, you can know of God. You can know better about God, and also we can know more about spiritual, about the future growth. And also our way through our life of faith, everything comes from studying, studying the divine principle. And the third one was that by introducing God to the people through His word and our life. So, God's purpose of giving His word to us is not to save us alone, but to save all the people on this earth. Therefore, we have to introduce God's idea, God's truth to other people. So to introduce God means it has broader meaning than witnessing. Witnessing is just one small piece, but to introduce God means broader. So we have to make people feel the existence of God through our life also. So not only through His words, but also through our life. Show them that God exists. And I understand everybody prays morning or night. And when you pray, also it is very important the context of your prayer. Now we have our Father's Court case begins from the 23rd. Therefore now we are praying for Father's Court case, for the victory of Father's Court case. This is very important now for this time. But after Father's Court case finishes then, also there will be another one which comes in most important. So the content of our prayer can be changed. Not all the same. So according to the providence of God, the important subject becomes different. So for this time, we have to pray for the victory of God's Father's court case. Because now Father went through many court cases before, in Korea or in North Korea, also he could overcome his prison life. And also after he came down to South Korea, also he had court case in 1955. And he could win over this. So, and this time is third one. So in America represents world Christianity. So the nation of Christianity, and she represents free world. And so now Father is now facing this court case. Therefore this is the court case to restore all free will. Therefore in this court case, my Father must win. And for Father to win, also all the members must pray together with Father. We have to support him spiritually. Therefore, our prayer is needed. And if Father goes easy way, then also our members' path becomes easy. If Father goes different, difficult path, then also our way becomes easy. So, to pray for Father is also to pray for ourselves. So we don't want Father go difficult course. Jesus also was the same. Jesus didn't want to go difficult paths. Not because of himself, but because of his followers. Same thing. So, for us and also for our members, not to go difficult paths, then as Father must go easy paths. So we have to make his course easier. Because of this, we have to pray for him. So his victory is our victory. That's not this. Not only his victory. His victory is our victory, and also victory means this church of whole world. So by having victory in this court case,
God's providence will speed it up worldwide. And also, so you pray for father's conflicts, and also you have to pray for father's family. This year, on God's Day, Father spoke on the topic of birthday of new me. That was this topic of Father's speech on his birthday. Not God's Day, his birthday. Birthday of new me. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. That was Father's topic. And he explained many things about first day. So he said, new meaning, first day of new meaning, and first day of new meaning. So this means that this time his first day was different from other first days. And you know, Father went through his individual course during his first 40 years. You know that. Huh? So until he was born in 1920, and by the year 1960, he went through a 40-year course. And by victory of his 40-year course, he could be blessed. So he had a mother in 1960. But that was only for father, not for mother. Mother was, how old was she? 17 years old. So, mother did not go through 40-year course. And from 1960, because father finished his individual course, therefore he could also begin his family course. Therefore, from 1960 was the time for father's family, and at the same time, it was the continuation of mother's course of 4 years. So mother was going two different paths at the same time. Family course and her individual course. And this year, 1983, was the ending of mother's 40-year course. Therefore, by this birthday, father and mother could stand both on the foundation of the 40-year course. Because of this, father said that this time birthday, his birthday, their birthday has new meaning. And also father said his public ministry life started from 1945 after Korea was liberated from Japan. And from that time he was going through 4 year course, 4 year of his public ministry. And this year was 38 years. So 1983 is 38, 1984, 39, 1985, 40. So only 1985, his 4 years of his public ministry life ends. So during these 40 years, he must achieve certain things. And therefore, from this year, only 3 years left. So these 3 years are the last period of his 40-year public ministry course. Therefore, 3 years, most important period. And during this period, he must achieve something that is the national restoration, national restoration. After father finished family course then, that is national course. And after Father came to America, he was doing this National Restoration Course and World Restoration Course together. He's going this way now. But until 1985, he must achieve this National Restoration Course. This means that if we can restore one nation, this is the most best thing. But even if we cannot restore one nation, but if we can find one nation which supports our Father and God's will, then that is enough. So we must find one nation which understands God's will and supports Father, Zurich. Then it's okay. So we have to find this. So to find this, then all the members of the world must work together. So your work can influence one nation. You don't know which nation. But if we do our work in this nation very well, then it can influence world providence and also Father's providence. Therefore, we have to do our best in these 3 years. So we have to pray that Father can succeed in doing this, to find one nation. And you understand that Moses came out of Egypt after they could come out of Egypt after 400 years, but actually, in reality, it took 430 years. So, actually, 30 years took more. Therefore, 430 and 400 years are the same. Therefore, this 40-year course can be prolonged to 43 years. So we can have 3 more years if we cannot fulfill our mission by 1985, then we can have 3 more years. So this is actually very good for us. So we can have 3 more years. Therefore, until 1988, if we can find it, then it's okay. Therefore, Father said this year, now during this period is the time when we have to decide the life or death for free will. If Father can find one nation in free world, then free world can live. But if not, free world will face very much difficulties. We do not know what difficulty will come. Many difficulties will come. So not for only for us, but also for free world, we have to achieve this. So this is just, he said, we have to decide life or death during this period. This is the most important period of time. Because of this, now Father is organizing new modern kings in America. He now made new organizations. He divided America into 8 regions, and also he appointed new regional leaders, and also he organized 3 more teams, and they are moving, And what I hope is that Father reduced all the staff members from headquarters or all the offices in the hub, and also 1/3, he mobilized them, he brought them to of teams and witnessing teams. And also he cut first to half for all departments. So they have to fundraise for their expenses and they have to do their work, and also most money is spent for witnessing activities. And Father did not give any order, special order to Europe, but also he mentioned just briefly, that maybe after 6 months, he must do something for you. We do not know what he is going to do, but anyway, you may come for you. But then until this time, if we do our what we have to do, then Father may not give an order. Because we are doing all right, then does not have to intervene with our work. But if we do not well enough, then maybe they give new orders to us. So anyway, to achieve God's goal, then we have to remain members. If we don't remain members, we cannot do anything. And, now in Sweden we have now 13 members. What was Father's goal for you?
125. Yeah. By the end of this year,
125.
That includes not only center members but also home members. So it's easy to make home members.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult to make a full-time center member. Yeah, we have to try to make home members. So if they just accept the right principle, then they accept it, that's enough. They don't have to move in, especially in older people or those who have occupation jobs. They can't move in, but that's okay. So you can do all most important essential work, most important things, and they can support you. Then that way, if you have 125, then I think that's enough for you for this year. So you have to try very hard to be home member. You know, home church becomes more important. Also, street meeting, okay, on the street if you can meet. And therefore, anytime guests come, then you have to give them Francis lectures. And I don't think we have many lecturers. We have many lecturers?
Mm-hmm.
No? Therefore, we have to use videotapes. Videotapes. So if you have a videotape and a videotape recorder, then anytime the guests come, we can show them, we can give them lecture. You don't have to be a good lecturer, just the videotape can play, can work for you. But to have videotape recorder, then every center must have videotape recorders. And if you have many guests, then you need one videotape recorder, or two, or three. How many you need? Because one guest, he listened to chapter 1 and he wants to listen to chapter 2. And if we have another new guest, then we have to have two videotape recorders. If you have two, then you can show, you can give one chapter 1 to new people, and also you can give chapter 2 to another person. So you just have more videotape recorders. And now you have English videotapes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and most people understand English. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If it's true, that's okay. But if also you have many people who do not understand English, then you have to make English videotapes. Anyway, you have to make the videotapes.
Yeah.
Okay? And also your booklets. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Your books. And also In Germany, we have one high-speed old man.
Mm-hmm.
He's traveling quite a lot. So we bought him a portable videotape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes it along with him, the videotapes. So when he visits,